At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Act like gents.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia.
Rainy District of Columbia.
Yeah. God forbid kids go to school in the rain. Points north, south, east, and west. I imagine out west, there's actual weather. Snow, ice, whatever. Inside the Beltway, it's raining.
It's inside the Beltway, Jay, but you got things outside the Beltway.
I hear you.
Dude, I'm going to get you to understand it one day.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So we'll just start. B and I have been going back and forth on this. I think I'm talking specifically Montgomery County. You know what? Open the phones. Jeff, get ready to answer. I want somebody, if you're in western or northern Montgomery County, Poolsville.
Did you have any little ice anywhere on the ground?
Brian, absolutely not. And I was up early to get. So here's what happened for me personally, right? And I'm trying to speak on behalf of working parents on a morning like this. So they call a two-hour delay, and that's all good. Like, you got to be safe than sorry. But the government doesn't get a delay. Usually the government is kind of in conjunction with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife has to go to work on time. So then that leaves dad. And I got a radio show starting at 10 a.m. Two-hour delay. School starts at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
My concern was I thought I was going to be late to get in here. Luckily, and we're very lucky that our good friends, the Stipasevics, the girls were able to go over there. I drove down here. No problems, right? I refuse to believe in Montgomery County there is a lick of ice or sleet or anything. It is raining. Like, I you got to be careful.
I understand your point.
You got to be careful.
But
it is raining.
You have to be careful. And then the thing of it for the schools got to make the call early, just like a head coach of a football team. You make a call, and then everyone gets to come back and second guess what you've done. But you got to make that call at that moment. But, like, when I walked outside last night to take my car to go charge it, it was frost all over my car. So I was suspecting to wake up in the morning and it was going to be freezing as hell. I woke up, it was freezing, but it was raining. And I understand, like, I don't have to worry about it. My kids are old now.
Right.
Hell, my kids can work from home, or one of them, she just say, baby, I'm sleeping all day now. You know, she good. But I understand why, because like, I used to think the same way. I thought what you said. I just never said it on the radio. But what I'm saying, I would get out, and I would say, damn, it's just raining. But then you would find out in other parts that were closer.
So the phone lines are open. Mm-hmm. Northern, western Montgomery County. So like Poolsville, maybe Boyd's in Clarksburg. Like, I've recognized Montgomery County, like down where I live on the D.C. line versus Clarksburg, mm-hmm. is very different. I'm
totally
cognizant of that. I'm also confident, however, and I've done zero research in my confidence, but I'm confident it was raining in the entire damn county. And I thought of something you said yesterday that I really thought was smart, and it stuck with me. You said NFL refs are the same as flight attendants, where they can mess up and it's still your fault. Because if you're the ref and they mess up and you say something to them, they will throw a flag on
you.
And if you're the flight attendant and they mess up and you say something, they will throw you off the flight.
Yeah.
I think the people making these weather decisions for the schools operate with the same level of impunity that, yo, it's just raining, but whatever, we erred on the side of caution because of lawyers
and I think that's the main thing, because the school is worried about something happened to a kid and the
I want every kid to be safe.
But I think the schools are concerned. Let's be real. Everything that is screwed up in this world is because of
lawyers and insurance companies.
and that's it. Because you know, if something were to go wrong with one person, you're about to deal with this. You know what I mean? And I think that's the ultimate thing right there, where the schools are scared of that. And the lawyers know it.
Dude. So my man Strizzy, checking in, said nothing but rain all morning in Gaithersburg. There was no ice or snow at all. I think, look, I was in studio yesterday at Channel 4, so I got to listen to Amelia like provide the forecast, and Amelia's actually going to join us in about a half hour. But she was saying, like, this was not going to be a snow event at all, unless you're out in, like, the legit mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're out in the Blue Ridge or up in Hagerstown or something, you might be getting snow. But for us, this was only going to be wintry mix. My man Strizzy says nothing but rain out there. Now, Joe's out in Winchester. Like, you might have got, what, you get any snow out there, Joe?
So, this is the deal. I looked at my phone at 5:30 this morning, and it says heavy snow, like 3 or 4 inches. I walk outside to take the dog, and it's literally wet. It's raining. And there's a little ice on the bushes and the grass, but other than that, I was really surprised, man, to be honest. It was all good.
Did you guys get off school out that way?
Yeah, I think they were on like a 2-hour delay, I believe. Possibly not even that. I know Loudoun County's on a 2-hour delay.
Loudoun County, definitely. I know that.
Yeah, Loudoun County's on a 2-hour delay, but I don't think anything out there in Frederick County, to be honest. But, big swing and miss out there.
All right. Appreciate it, brother. Now, we have somebody from the school system on the line. No names, no. Yeah. This is inside the Beltway, real DMV here. Hello, sir. How do you do?
Good morning, JP.
How you doing, man?
Mitch.
What's up?
Good. So, listen, JP, I got to go with B. Mitch on this one. The school system, man, they're afraid of that. The one kid that gets hurt or injured or the one incident is going to send shockwaves throughout the hinterland. So they got to err on the side of caution, but I get it, and I got to be honest. When I was up at 5 o'clock this morning and I saw that we had a 2-hour delay, I was like, oh, yes, sir. So my heart goes out to you. And look, my wife works for the federal government, and she had to go, and I was like, peace out, homie. I'll see you this afternoon.
I
you know, I knew yesterday.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Like, there were places yesterday around 6 o'clock already canceling school. I think it was Culpeper. I know Loudoun came a little bit after that.
I saw Page County.
I saw people doing it.
I don't even know where that is.
I saw people doing it at 6 o'clock yesterday.
Like, so Page County is out Luray Caverns. You're probably getting legit snow. That is elevation and mountain.
Yeah, that's like, how where Greg lived.
Like, I get that. Page County, shout out to you. You know you're going to get snow. Shut it down. I just think,
but I
understand being cautious. This is over the top.
The thing of it is, like, you have to make a decision based off of, I don't know how many buses are in your county, okay? But it's a lot of them. And some of them are based all over the place. And a lot of these bus drivers come from places, and teachers come from.
D.C. was wide open. And D.C. was open at 8 a.m.
But most of them walk school in a damn way. Okay, they
but the teachers are still coming from somewhere. You still have all the same, but that, like tangential.
But you can't just worry about D.C. is right in here, so the kids have a better chance of getting to school than outside. Because when it comes down to lawyers and cheddar, you're gonna make people scared.
I get it. It's just lame. Like to close school for rain because of fear of lawyers.
I don't think they felt it was gonna be rain. Like. The thing about this whole weather thing, okay, and I respect the hell out of weather people. And we have Amelia and Doug on all the time. But when you say it's going to do this and it doesn't, you get dogged. But if you didn't say it was going to do something and it didn't happen, then they're going to ask you, why the hell you didn't say it? So you're going to be questioned all the time. And I think they basically look at it based off of what the weather people are saying.
Was your ride in impacted outside of traffic?
But when we don't have any chance of rain or whatever, traffic is crazy. The fact that they started 2 hours late, I thought it was going to be easy as hell. It was way worse today than it was normally.
So my ride, the only thing that impacted my ride was there was a car I don't know if he was broken down or pulled over.
Right up here?
Right at, like, the bridge under 395, by the Jefferson Memorial.
I think, like, the front wheel came off.
That dude was the only impact I had. Outside of that, I don't know. Is anybody's? How about White Brian, who takes the metro and the bus? Was your ride?
His ride was impacted last night when he saw this crazy quarterback.
That's a good point. Was your commute today impacted whatsoever, Dub B?
No.
And that's public transit, the whole nine yards. All right, we got somebody out in Culpeper. Sir, do you have any snow, ice, sleet, freezing rain?
Hey guys. Yeah. So right now it's just rain. But I work for the post office, and I've worked in a bunch of different areas around here. And, like, in Fauquier County in particular, one portion of the county is basically all mountains. And when you have to deliver, one side of the mountain will be fine, and the other side will be completely covered in snow and ice and just totally treacherous.
So, they got to err on that side of caution.
Exactly, because it's not exactly a good look to see a bus full of kids go off the side of a mountain.
Dude, I'm not disagreeing about Fauquier County, right? I when I grew up and you had to, like, wait for TV to announce when the schools were getting closed, mm-hmm. that was everybody talked about Fauquier County like it was the dream because they were always closed. Montgomery County does not have mountains. Best That's I know, true. Prince George's County does not have mountains.
What is Whiskey Creek? Is that Montgomery?
That's Frederick.
That's Frederick, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, when I'm up in Whiskey Creek sometimes, I think I'm in the damn mountains. Because it's cold as hell up there compared to everywhere else.
So I just
but
got this.
I understand your point, but I'm just saying, when you say it's ran by lawyers and whatever, dude, that's the main thing.
But what I am advocating for, and I am not in this position, right? Shout out to Christian Stipasevic. Like, I was able to make plans, get to work on time. So my boy Curtis, who's a big fan of the show, he's always tweeting at me. He said, JP doesn't like Christmas, which is inaccurate, and wants to see poor kids take a chance on inclement weather. That's not what I'm saying. I think the exact opposite happens when poor kids get stuck at home because mom and dad still have to go to work. And then you got kids home by themselves for these two-hour delays. And mm-hmm. and that is, I think, the unintended consequences that happen far too
frequently.
But
see, I think, though, and I don't know, people may get mad at me, that's not the school's issue to have to worry about that. The school got to make a decision based off the safety of the kid. And I think then at that point, the parents got to be able to, sometime when you're sitting up here and nothing is going on, make a plan. Like, I remember when I was in my house, when I was young, my dad had this little plan about what if we have a fire? And I'm like, ain't no fire going to happen. He said, yeah. But if one were to happen, this is what the hell I want you to do.
Smart.
So, and I was a young, young kid. He had a plan. So you got to have a plan when this time of the year comes. You know the schools may throw you a 2-hour delay, this, that, and the other. Have a plan
for rain,
for whatever it is.
To that point, Mark Henning tweeted me, said Loudoun County sent an email to parents yesterday at 4:00 saying they got to monitor the weather, and he says that was basically a heads up they were going to announce a 2-hour delay.
And around 6 something is when Monica got it.
We got an email from the school yesterday afternoon reminding us of the inclement weather policy. All right, we got somebody from Page County listening.
All right, Page.
What's up, Page County? Richard?
Hey, it's Rich. How you guys doing?
Good, dude. How are you?
I'm doing well. And it's raining cats and dogs here.
No snow?
No snow whatsoever. We were supposed to get ice and snow, but no, it's raining. Friday, we're supposed to get snow. Hopefully not, because I'm flying to Finland. Ooh, and
definitely
I don't
getting
get
snow there.
Well, you better leave Thursday.
I think you should connect with Savannah, Sav J, that does the updates. I think she's going to Finland. Or is she going to Norway?
Yeah, Norway.
Oh, my bad. I mixed up my Scandinavian countries.
Yeah, my wife and I are doing Christmas markets for a whole month.
Oh, dog.
Christmas. We're doing 11 countries, and we're doing New Year's Eve in London.
Hey, keep your shades on. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
Why?
Scandinavian countries?
Why?
Countries? Have you seen?
Oh, bruh, I see what you're saying.
That's like Minnesota. keep your glasses on. You might get slapped if you don't.
Yo, honest question for you, Rich, in Page County.
Yeah.
Are you excited to go to Christmas markets for a month?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 3 years. I also live in Newport Beach, California. I've called you guys in a couple times. I live out here in Page because my parents have a farm, and I help them. They're elderly, so okay. I fly back and forth and help. But I've done.
That's a lot of Christmas markets, man. After three or four, aren't they pretty similar?
No, they're not. They have different wines. They got different beers, different food, different vibes. There's one that I go to. It's underneath a bridge that was built by the Romans 2,500 years ago. It's great.
Wow. All right. I've been to a couple. They're cool. Vin Chowd in Paris. Very good.
Yeah, it's a fun time. My wife's never gone.
Do you think you're in Page County? They closed school yesterday. It's nothing but rain. Now, are the roads that rural or curvy or mountainous that they should close for rain?
No, not at all. My folks live, their farm is actually on part of the mountain, and I just drove down to 7-Eleven to get coffee. And it's fine. There's no reason
to close
these
roads. But see, it's fine now, but when you're making a decision, you don't know about right now. That's an after the fact thing. It's a what you call it?
NFL refs, flight attendants, and weather decision making people.
It's called
impugned.
What you call
impugned
them? Backseat drivers.
Consequences.
Backseat drivers and sofa quarterbacks. After the fact.
What was the new one that dude came up with? Sidewalk GMs. Thanks for the call, Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Enjoy your vacation, man. All right,
Rich
so
got some cheddar.
You live in Newport.
Newport Beach,
take a month long vacation
to
Europe,
and you go. Yeah.
Shout out to Rich.
Yeah. Got the right name.
Yeah. All right. So there was a football game last night.
It was.
And there's a lot for us to discuss from that football game last night. But we got to start here. If you look at the NFL right now, there are the 2-1 seeds in each conference are the New England Patriots and the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Now, we'll see if that ends up holding, right?
Yeah. But
that's what it is right now. And what I saw from New England last night, and Chicago we already discussed, right? Chicago, that was a statement win. You know what good teams do? Beat the tar out of bad teams.
They beat the tar out of them, and all three phases make a difference.
Yo, I mean, that punt return set the tone early.
Dude, he was slowing.
95 yards. But it almost looked like he was going slow at first and then took
did
off.
You watch every time he got a ball, how he attacked it?
Totally.
And I think that's something. This offseason, we're going to have some real, real conversations.
One thing that I found remarkable during the broadcast last night, Drake May was excellent. 24-31, 280.
Right, how the hell this happened right here?
Yeah, we're going to play the audio on that when we come back.
Damn. I have never seen that in my life.
Yeah, I look forward to that discussion. But Drake May leads the NFL in passing yards, Brian. Doesn't have a 300-yard game this season.
Last night was his first, didn't he?
He got to 280.
Oh,
they called the dogs off because they were up 30-7. What is so impressive about that statistic, it kind of reminds me of, and not to extrapolate far too wide, right? But Hank Aaron, before everybody took steroids and broke his records, but Hank Aaron was the home run king of baseball.
Yeah.
And I believe he never hit more than 40.
Yeah.
Like, when you could just be consistently excellent, Drake May has hit a consistent accuracy throughout 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn impressive.
It's impressive. And then again, on top of it, he has a running game to support it.
And a defense.
And,
I mean,
yeah, and
that's a
defense is good. That special team, I love how they were hitting. They weren't playing.
That was a Mike Vrabel team.
They put old boy asleep last night.
I mean, that was a
night.
In college, that's an ejection.
But, I mean, you're coming in to hit. This front of the face mask caught him. He didn't hit him with the crown of his head. He hit him with the front part.
And he started falling.
And if you're not a quarterback, you're going to get hit in the head.
I mean, the quarterback, we got to talk Jackson Dart because that dude is on a Patrick Ramsey career path right now.
He's going to have to learn that you're not in college anymore, bro.
We're going to check in on White Brian and his New York Giants. Just an absolute disaster. The Giants are a disaster. I think Joe Shane was trying like hell to finagle that he should stick around and just fire Daboll. That might be a everybody's gots to go situation. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here, and you've heard me talk to B. Mitch a ton about all the gear we've gotten from Collars & Co. Anytime you see me on TV in the last 2 weeks, I'm wearing a Collars & Co. dress shirt. I've been wearing their polos. You can go anywhere you want. The quarter zips, the blazers are awesome. Whatever it is, check out Collars & Co. You can wear them on TV. You can wear them to play golf. You can wear them out to dinner. And you don't have to iron. You don't have to dry clean. Just take them off the hanger and get out the door. They've got a new store in Congressional Plaza for all your holiday shopping needs. Collars & Co., it's a game changer.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Landfill doing some elite trolling.
Yeah, he trolling you.
Now, we've established on our program.
Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain.
Like, on our program, we've established Fritos, Honey Barbecue, Twists are the one seed of snacks. We have an anonymous chip benefactor that sends us boxes of chips. Probably not good for the waistline, but they taste good as hell. He also sent us a box of salt and vinegar chips. Shout out to the anonymous chip benefactor.
Yeah.
CK, the Cluster Buster, has proposed. He brought in a new bag of Fritos for us to try. He thinks they're better.
What kind is that?
Just barbecue.
Plain barbecue?
So we might have to try that a
little
later.
Without the honey?
Yeah. Exciting stuff.
This barbecue here on this regular corn chips, like, they're not twists, though.
Not twists.
Yeah, I think I've had those.
All right, I don't know that I have, so we may have to try those soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do, however, need to discuss what is going on with the New York Football Giants. Did anybody watch that last night?
Because
they just looked so bad. Early on, Jackson Dart, down the sideline, gets leveled. And it was a legal hit.
Totally legal.
How long until that kid needs to learn to get out of bounds?
Well, after the game, he doubled down. I'm going to keep running. And he never said, I'm going to try and take care of myself, but he's going to keep running.
He just missed, what, two games for concussion?
The other hit that happened a little later, where he slid super late, the guy had already started to lunge, and then he decided to slide. You're going to get hit in those situations. And that's what the just like a fair catch. If I'm back returning and I'm fair catch, you coming, and right before you get to me, you're a step away, and I decide I'm going to put my hand up, I can get a penalty for late fair catch call. They should be able to call a penalty on that damn quarterback for sliding too late, too.
I agree with that.
You know you're going to slide. Go down 2 or 3 yards ahead of him. Don't get right. step on a guy's foot, then decide, oh, I'm going to slide. And his players, you know, they were trying to, they thought that, well, he's taking, no. Your quarterback's stupid. You need to tell him to stop doing stuff so late. He was inbounds when he got hit on the sideline. He was sliding late the other time. And then he likes to lead with his head.
White Brian is our resident Giants fan. He grew up somewhere between Long Island and Pennsylvania. His team affinities are very complicated, but he's a New York Giant fan. He's not a lot of Giants, Mets, Auburn people in the world, but White Brian's one of them. In the text thread last night, WB, B. Mitch and I were pretty clear that unless that dude figures it out, talking about Jackson Dart, he's on a Patrick Ramsey career path. Like, you just cannot take these monster hits, especially with concussions. What do you make?
He needs to learn how to slide. It's a shame because he can throw and read a defense so well. Like, that throw to Theo Johnson in the back of the end zone that Theo dropped because he drops every other pass was beautiful. Like, he can throw and read a defense, but he's just going to get himself killed.
I actually like the dude's moxie, but dude, you're not in college anymore. Somebody gonna take you out.
These dudes can catch you, and these guys will crush you. And I think,
and the thing of it is, like, the ego makes you think you're built like that. He's not built like that. You know what I mean? It's like there are some guys who could be running and taking those hits, and they bounce up like it's nothing. Like Marshawn Lynch when he was playing. You know, he's not Marshawn Lynch.
No.
So he better learn that real quickly.
Yeah, and then, listen, the Giants got thoroughly crushed. Do you think they have to fire Shane now? Is this getting to fire everybody territory, Dub B?
Yeah, they should have fired him when they fired Dable.
Yeah, I think you got it. Bro, you're 2-11. You got throttled last night. And by far, the most embarrassing part, Landfill, can you tee that up for us last night? There was a field goal attempt last night. I'm gonna let the boys talk here.
47-yard try now by Younghoe Koo, and he stumbled. Gillen gets swallowed up. Patriots ball.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Looked like he just stubbed his foot right into the turf.
Here it is.
Whoops. I guess that goes down as a miss.
I don't know. He never touched the ball.
Gillen then got pounded. Patriots ball up 10.
Like, often audio doesn't do as good of a job as seeing something, but I think right there really told the story from Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Bro, what did I say earlier? I've never seen that. He kicked the ground.
He tried to blame the holder. He said
the ball was sitting in the same spot the whole damn time. If he had kicked the ball, I can take the blaming the holder, because if you saw the holder put it, it was lean too far, then he slid it up a little bit. But kick the ball, dog. The ball was still in the same area. It was just the angle was different. But don't kick the ground a foot behind it. That's like when you go to hit your golf ball and you hit way a foot behind it. Like, damn, what happened? You didn't hit the ball.
The Giants special teams last night allowed a punt return touchdown. You had that field goal attempt and then a fumble on a kick return where the dude just got blasted. Part of his helmet flew off.
He went night-night.
I don't blame him for fumbling. Holy moly.
I mean, when you sleep, you can't hold on to the ball, dog.
That hit was vicious. You get thrown out in college. I know you think that's okay. The hit last night, you saw it as
legal. That hit was legal because the guy, the face mask in the front part of the helmet caught him. That's not targeting. Targeting is when you come in and you lunge
and
with
you
the crown of
your
head.
Right.
He didn't do that. Well, he was coming in, set up like they tell
down.
You to hit. They say, hit.
He was coming in with his shoulder.
And then the guy, helmet, bam. Because the other guy hitting him into that guy caused the problem.
What, Brian, what did you think of the Giants special teams last night, bud? Were you
they
impressed?
They were special.
They lost me my fantasy football matchup. I was not happy.
Say it with passion.
Brian's so low key. They lost me my fantasy football. I was not happy.
The Giants are just a true disaster. I don't know. I am surprised how much they've bottomed out. Are you?
No. I'm not super surprised because, let's be real, Daboll tried to use Scatterboo, his intensity, and also this kid Dart's intensity to promote his team. And what he did is make Dart think he's invincible. And Scatterboo thought he ran the damn world. When he ran into the tent and all that stuff, he had an unfortunate injury. And I still like how he plays. But he tried to utilize those kids' exuberance to help him out. Now they both gone.
Well, and then
I mean, he's gone and Scatterboo's hurt. And this kid going to be sitting on the sideline with him if he doesn't learn real quickly. You can't play ball like you play it.
Well, and then I wanted to check in with Jeff Walker, Jeffrey. Abdul Carter was, what, number two or three overall pick, pass rusher out of Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Abdul Carter has now been benched
twice
for the second time in three games.
Mm-hmm.
And our guy Jeff was on the case. Jeff, what did you find in your investigation why Abdul Carter was suspended or was benched?
All right, so allegedly, Abdul Carter is a freaky frog. He's a freaky frog. He allegedly, this was made up from a fake page, but you
bought it.
It led me to do some investigation. Well,
let's start with what you thought Abdul Carter did to get benched.
Okay, so I didn't think anything. I it was news to me that he was benched, and this page just came across and was like he was benched for watching pornography. So I'm like, no way this can't be true. Let me go see, like, look for an ESPN article or
what
something.
What he does on his own time is his business.
Nah, but the dude said it happened while they was in a coach's meeting. I mean, while they was in a meeting and no headphones was on. But what led me...
Headphones is the most egregious part. You should have been like,
I thought the headphone fell out. The thing came out and then the noise hit.
I don't know what happened. It went from headphones.
Like, I see on this play... But what the hell is that?
It was fake. Let's be clear, it was fake.
What made me go do an investigation, because I was like, no way this is true. It's just hilarious. So I went to ESPN, and it just said he was benched for a coach's decision.
And the coach said that last night. Walking off the field, they said, asked him something about Abdul. He said, coach's decision.
Well,
the coach makes the decision to stop people from playing, right? When you did something wrong.
Now, what did he do? I just want to do some digging, because... is he really a freaky frog?
So you think...
You're in a room with all them dudes, and you... Dude, wait till you get home.
So you actually think he got suspended because he was watching that during a team
meeting? No, I don't think that, but I think it's a possibility. Did you hear about Michael Parsons coming out of Penn State? There's always something going on up there.
This has gotten broader.
Well, it was different.
Why, Brian, well, how much credence do you give to the Abdul Carter watching porn during a team meeting story?
No, originally I dismissed it, but that fake reporter's pinned tweet is Saquon signed with the Eagles, and he just tweeted out this morning that Joe Shane got fired. So I might want it to be true.
This dude might be onto something.
Wait.
And Jeff's alleging that all of Penn State's up to no good.
Nah, I'm just saying, there's always some freaky stuff coming out of there. I wouldn't be surprised.
Bro.
There you go. Jeff's on the case. If you want to know what's going on with Abdul Carter, we got our best guy on it. Jeff, please continue your investigation for the people.
Let us know when you find out.
I got you. I got you.
My man. All right. When we return, Amelia Draper's going to tell us if the weather's going to stop and how much snow we got coming in the future. They're saying we could get more this weekend. I don't know what's going on. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here for my friends over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. I've told you how helpful they were when we had everything going on at our house. We had to move out for a while due to the water damage. We had to box some stuff up. The folks from Metropolitan Moving and Storage came in and saved the day. Gave us boxes, helped us pack stuff, helped us store stuff. Whatever your moving needs, whether it's commercial or residential, Metropolitan Moving and Storage can help you too. They can help stage your home if you're selling it. They can pack your boxes. They can build out custom moving supplies if you have fancy stuff, art, sculpture, chandelier. But most importantly, they'll let you know how much it's going to cost up front. They'll send a moving consultant to your house or your office to discuss your move and provide a free on-site estimate. No matter where, if it's local or if it's long distance, Metropolitan Moving and Storage will provide a dedicated truck and crew for your move. That means no truck space sharing, which is a huge deal. I've known these guys for 30 years. Justin's been a friend of mine a long time. Hit them up. 301-279-0090. 301-279-0090. I hope I never move again, but if I do, I'm going with Metropolitan Moving and Storage. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. You know Game of Thrones, they always say winter is coming. Well, winter is here.
It's cold.
It's gross outside. Much like a baseball game, the weather's in a rain delay. And it looks like it might start snowing, at least according to my phone here. So if you're a parent out there, make sure you don't have your phone on silent mode because you might be getting a call from the school if it actually starts snowing. Helping us make sense of it is going to be our friend Amelia Draper, meteorologist at NBC4. Amelia was on it yesterday. She told me to get ready for the 2-hour delay, which kind of helped at least my family. And hopefully, you know, the parents out there are figuring it out and all the kids are safe. That is the priority.
Yes.
Despite what others may try to say. we appreciate you guys listening on 106.7 The Fan or watching on the YouTube page or watching on Monumental Sports Network. Happy to welcome Amelia on via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Amelia, how are you? I know you're busy. Thank you for the time. So I was a little frustrated this morning by a 2-hour delay for some rain.
Mm-hmm.
Was I right or wrong?
You were right.
Oh, victory.
You were right. Where you were right. You know, for most of us, this was just all rain. Now, like, in our fringe areas, there was some ice, there was some snow. But, yeah, in the DMV, for the most part, this was just rain.
All right. My phone, and this is probably not the app I should use, but I usually just pull up, like, the Apple Weather app.
Sure.
And we're downtown. We're in Navy Yard. It's saying that it's about to turn to snow here in Navy Yard. Is that accurate?
No, it's not. And it's funnier. I was actually just talking to Lauren Ricketts, and she's saying she's out in Winchester, and it's her radar is saying there's snow there, too, and it's just rain. So that is not accurate right now.
Okay. Do we expect any snow today?
Wait, say that again?
Do we expect any snow today in this system? Is it all just going to be this heavy rain?
No, it's just going to be this heavy, cold rain. It's like 37 degrees and raining right now, which I think is more miserable than if it was 32 degrees and snowing. So this rain's going to wind down here in like 2 hours. And then we're just cold after this. Like, temperatures are only going to be in the 30s and 40s for highs the next 10 days.
Do the school systems ever reach out to you all to find
out?
They do. Okay. And they get your information, and then do they utilize it, or do they say, okay, well, you go to your lawyers and say, look, this is what they say. What you think we should do?
I don't know, Mitch, what they do after they talk to us, but they do talk to us. Now, no school system reached out yesterday, but, you know, I think, too, you have to think this is our first kind of dealing with winter weather. There is, you know, there was some ice, there was some snow. Very minor this morning in parts of the area, but I think, you know, a two-hour delay, as long as there's not a cancellation. If there was a cancellation, I would be extremely frustrated, more than frustrated as a parent today.
I agree. Two-hour delay is manageable, and you gave me the heads up to expect it yesterday, which kind of helped my wife and I plan. I don't know this. I'm also a wimp about the cold. I'm a wimp about a lot of things, Amelia, I'll confess. But... It seems way colder for this time of year than it usually is. I feel like usually right now it's like in the 50s kind of, and it's okay, but it's legit cold. Are we running on a cold streak here?
Yeah, we are. I mean, our average high is in the low 50s, and we've been just seeing our temperatures running below normal. Also, the air has been super dry aside from today, obviously, but overall the air has been pretty dry. So I think when the air is like really dry at night too, it almost feels a little bit colder. But yeah, we've been running cold, and we're going to continue to run on the cold side.
I saw, could it snow Friday?
We could have like a little bit of a mixed Friday, later Friday. So no frustration with schools, but there could be some ice, some rain, some snow Friday night. I'm not super concerned about this storm. I think that might stay to our south. But, you know, holiday parties, it's like the season for holiday parties. I feel like everybody has a holiday party this Friday night. So hopefully that system doesn't impact us, but that is the next storm that we're keeping an eye on.
Well, Brian and I get to travel, I mean, where everybody wants to go in December, B and I get to fly to Minnesota on Saturday.
They handle the snow better than we do.
Yeah, but how is getting out Saturday going to be from D.C.?
I think getting out is going to be just fine. I have to say, you guys have like the most amazing travel destinations. The last I spoke to you, you guys were heading to Erie, Pennsylvania. And now you're heading to Minnesota. When are we going to get a Caribbean in here or something?
Hey, Amelia, this is the travel to Erie. JP rode a long way.
B, you like driving. I was happy to let you drive.
You looked like you were dying, like you were sleepy, so I wasn't going
to
let you drive.
I drove us to Breezewood, dude. I made it to Breezewood.
Listen, all I know is it's the cloudiest place you ever been to, going to Erie.
Yeah, that is not on my list of places I'm returning to. Did you work there or something?
True. There are always a lot of clouds there for the most part.
Did you used to work there?
I did.
Did they get just a ton of snow with the lake effect and all that stuff?
Oh, my gosh, they get so much snow. When I worked there, they got 150 inches of snow for one of the 2 years.
Oh, my God.
In 1 year?
Insane. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You forecast snow there in feet. So quite the difference of how we live here.
How are we looking, like, just for the winter overall? Is it going to stay really cold? And, like, will we get big snow, or should it be okay? Can I play golf on New Year's Day?
I'll defer to Doug because, you know, Doug Cameron, our chief meteorologist, he's super into his winter forecast. So he's thinking that we're going to have a little bit above normal snowfall, 18, 20 inches, something like that.
Wow.
And we are going to have cold snaps, and the cold snaps will help to bring the snow in. But so we will see.
To make you feel good, JP, high of 16, low of 2 in Minnesota.
Oh, my God. I'm just not going to go outside.
You have no choice but to go outside.
When do you
guys need to figure out like a good bowl game to go to or something? That's sad.
We got to do something. When do you think we get our first like kids are off school a couple days? We got a shovel kind of snow.
Oh my gosh! Hopefully not anytime soon. Hopefully not anytime soon.
I hope the same. One thing people always hope for: what are the chances you think of a white Christmas?
There's a slight possibility this year, but I have to say in our area, like on average, the odds of a white Christmas are about 10%. So less than 10%. So it's pretty low, but just the fact that we're kind of in this cold pattern, it can be a little active if the storms start to line up right. We could have a white Christmas, but of course that's a ways away. So we'll have to wait and see. But I should circle back to like, days off of school. Kids just had days off of school with Thanksgiving. I think like all the parents are like, they need to be in school for a little bit before we have days off of school again.
Yeah, dude, we need kids in school. Should this be a good East Coast skiing winter though?
It's already amazing. Like New England has a ton of snow. The one place that is having a snow drought right now is Colorado. So. You know, the New England ski season is like awesome. Now in our area, you know, we're always like right on the line here. But with this cold, they're going to be making snow. So that's great to, you know, build up their base for snow. But yeah, farther up to the north where they don't have to worry about making snow as much, it's already been like a boom year to getting a ton of snow.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, Amelia, as always, we appreciate your time. Everybody give Amelia
a
follow on Instagram.
Good luck in Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks. You want to come with us?
No, I'll be watching the game from the comfort of my own home with crab cakes and lamb chop lollipops.
That sounds terrific.
Man, I think I'm going to stay there.
That sounds terrific.
We come to your house.
Yeah.
We can do the shows from here.
Thank you, Amelia.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
The great Amelia Draper. Give her a follow at Amelia Draper. We're going to be all right today. It's just rain, people. Nobody go anywhere.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.